This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. A question in the first Jum'ah of Ramadan, were all these victories which the Ummah had during this month of Ramadan throughout history by accident? I'm talking about conquests and victories that changed the landscape in this world, that rocked the world. Brothers and sisters in Islam, you will be amazed to find out that the major victories that happened in the life of this ummah, it did take place, or they did take place in the month of Ramadan. For example, the Battle of Badr, Yawm al-Furqan, was in the 17th of Ramadan. The conquest of Mecca was in Ramadan. The Muslims conquering Al-Andalus, Andalusia, under the leadership of Tariq ibn Ziyad wa Musa ibn Nusayr rahimahumullah, the year 93 after Hijrah, or 92 after Hijrah, was in the month of Ramadan. Salahuddin, when he expelled the crusaders from Palestine, from Jerusalem, was in the month of Ramadan. When the crusaders came to the Muslim world and they slaughtered everybody their hands came on, Salahuddin let them go. And he actually said to them, I'm doing like my messenger did with his enemies in the day of Mecca, when he returned conquering the place where he was expelled from, where he was fought by their people, by its people. I'm going to do like them. I'm going to give you a safe passage. And actually Salahuddin rahimahullah giving them safe passages, because a lot of Muslim groups at the time disagreed with him. They said we should end up even. He actually fought, prevented some Muslims from attacking the crusaders in their way out. Ain Jalut, a famous battle which was fought against the Maghul, it was in the month of Ramadan. Tabuk was in the month of Ramadan. Al-Qadisiyah was in the month of Ramadan. I counted over 12 major battles that the Muslims one and all of them fallen in this month of Ramadan. Was it an accident? No, it was not. Because quite frankly, brothers and sisters in Islam, before we wage, here is the scary word, jihad, against people, you're supposed to wage jihad against an enemy that resides inside you, eats with you, sleeps with you. I'm talking about your nafs. You. Your nafs, brothers and sisters in Islam, is the first arena of striving. And the Muslims were able to produce out there in the other arena once they were able to defeat themselves, defeat their nafs, brothers and sisters in Islam. And Ramadan, a month that comes and exposes your nafs to you in a classical, traditional life, a time of the year, when somebody commits a sin, right away he says, Shaytan. Now, in Ramadan, we read in Hadith Abi Hurairah, radiyallahu anhu, I understand that there is some debate amongst the scholars regarding the level of effects the jinn do have on fasting people, whether it is zero effect or whether it is lessened. But the bottom line, your enemy is chained. His impact is not going to be like when he is released. So you cannot blame shaitan anymore. Your nafs is dead. If you're doing something wrong still in Ramadan, that means it's the nafs. The guilt, the blame should be on the nafs. And once you're able to purify this nafs, once you're able to give that nafs what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us in the Quran to do. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْزَمَهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه والحديث أخرجه الإمام مسلم قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن خلق أحدكم يجمع في بطن أمه 40 يوما نطفة ثم مضغة مثل ذلك ثم علقة. Basically, the creation of each one of us takes the following stages. 40 days, a sperm. Add 40 days, a clot. Another 40 days, a piece of flesh. Total 120 days. Then an angel called the angels of al-arwah, the angels of the souls, come and breathes into the womb of the mother, the soul into that piece of flesh. Now, when you receive that soul, and when that soul was born into this world, it was a good soul. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says في حديث أبي هريرة also في الصحيحين, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Every newborn is born on the fitrah. Good soul. You received a good soul when it was born, when it was handed over to you. But you were warned that if you do not work on purifying this soul will take you to evil. This soul will take you to wickedness. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the curriculum, brought the manuscript with which you're supposed to occupy your soul. And if you do not occupy your soul with the truth, with the haqq, your soul will occupy you with falsehood, with shirk, with bid'ah, with whims, with desires, with ego, until it becomes a wicked soul. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in Ramadan and every Ramadan, each one of us is given the opportunity to be exposed 100%, you and your soul. If you're slacking, if you're not observing the salah in Ramadan when it was made easy, this is your soul. If you're committing sins, this is your soul. If anything that you do in Ramadan is your soul, if you still get upset and angry, you cannot control your temper, is your soul. And this is where you have a chance to correct that. This is why, brothers and sisters in Islam, they call the month of Ramadan the month of change. If you cannot change in Ramadan, then forget it. And this is the wisdom why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Jibreel alayhi salam made dua against a person who cannot even, after all these powers are taken away, the jinni are taken away, the human shayateen are taken away. You only have to handle shaytanun nafs, the devil of your nafs. And the Muslim is not doing it. And this is the relevance between the early Muslims achieving and accomplishing all these victories which rocked the world, changed the spectrum, change the landscape, the land, the real state in the world, because they were able in Ramadan to do this. Brothers and sisters in Islam, like I said, a lot of Muslims, and this is one of the reasons why we don't take care of our souls, they don't understand that the soul within your body is an enemy. When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama fi athar ibn Mas'ud, every time he would stand on the pulpit, he would begin his khutbah similar to what I started my khutbah with, and they call this khutbatul haja. And in every sermon of al haja, he would say, وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنفُسِنَا. Oh Allah, protect us from the evil of our souls. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, wal-athar fi sunan al-Tirmidhi, radiyallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, teach me words with which I can call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with in the morning and at night. One of the ad'iyah that we, al-adhkar which we do, adhkar al-sabah and adhkar al-masa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him multiple dua, and in the middle he said, وَقُلْ وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَرِّ نَفْسِي. I seek refuge with Allah from the evil of my nafs. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes another dua and says, do not let my nafs take charge of me even for the blink of an eye. وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. Not even less than that. Brothers and sisters in Islam, how in Ramadan we're able to conquer the nafs. The first place, fasting and sincerity. The first battleground where your nafs wants its share in the dunya is showing off. When you want to do something, your nafs demands recognition. Any act that you do, and don't pretend, we all guilty of this. Fasting is one of the acts of worship where the nafs has almost zero competition. the Muslim develops sincerity out of nowhere. You may come across a Muslim who doesn't pray five times a day, doesn't even observe a lot of the ibadat. He is even guilty of a lot of the sins. But when the month of Ramadan is here, he will fast. And you know what? He will be starving to death. And he will be dying from thirst. And he would wish to have a drop of juice or water to nourish his thirst. And he will be alone in the house. No one is around him. But he will never drink. He will never eat. He could eat and drink and come out and pretend that he's fasting. He's not going to do it. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. This is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about that ritual of fasting, I will reward you accordingly. I will reward you accordingly. Because I know the amount of sincerity you put in this act. You demanding, or your nafs cannot demand so much recognition. This is the first area, brothers and sisters in Islam, developing consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, developing sincerity. And sincerity is one of the conditions for any act of worship to be accepted. And in Ramadan, a Muslim is able to do that easily. Another victory that a Muslim achieves in Ramadan against his nafs, the whims and the desires. The things that you desire. Imagine someone who deprives himself from lawful things. Food is lawful. Water is lawful. But during the course of the day of Ramadan, dawn until sunset, no. So imagine, here you are depriving yourselves from what is lawful, not haram, in a regular time, and you come and you commit the unlawful. Doesn't make any sense. And this is why, brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is the best time. Brothers who are smoking, for example, wallahi ya ikhwa, I met these brothers here and there during the year. He would not even stay without a cigarette for 1 hour. And when you talk to him, I can't do it. I can't do my job. In Ramadan, he does not do it. The whole day, 24 hours, 12 hours or 14 hours. It's a person is able to say no to his nafs once it comes to the whims and the desires. Brothers and sisters in Islam, another battle, which is a lot of Muslims fail throughout the year. But in Ramadan, they are very careful not to fall in it, not to lose that battle. Is the battle of character. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us regarding this. He said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. If you do not abandon speaking falsehood, lying, cheating, backbiting, gossiping, acting falsehood, stealing, doing something with your limbs, then there is no need for you to refrain from eating and drinking. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ. If you're fasting, be polite, be quiet, be nice to the people, be nice, serve the people, have a good character. Wallahi ya ikhwa, I see brothers and sisters in Muslim communities, not just in Dar al-Tawheed, they devote their time to the service of the brothers who and the sisters who come to break their fast. They don't understand how much reward they get. And at the very beginning, I shared with you that Fatih Mecca happened in the year, in the month of Ramadan. Imagine Muslims are marching from Medina all the way to Mecca. One of these days was extremely hot, extremely hot. The Prophet ﷺ was told about the difficulty of continuing to observe the fast. So he decided to call for a drink of water, and he stood, he utilized the license. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. He utilized the license. He took a drink, letting his companions know that I broke my fast today. Some of the companions decided not to fast, and the majority of them decided to fast. Now, when they arrived at the location where they're supposed to overnight, of course they're supposed to put the tents, get the water, tie the animals. There is a lot of work, a lot of work, a lot of work. Those who are fasting had no energy. They fallen in the ground, resting. But those who broke their fast because of a license went around and served everybody. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and he said, ذَهَبَ الْيَوْمَ الْمُفْطِرُونَ بِالْأَجْرِ. Those who broke their fast today got the best reward. Why? Because they had the best character of serving other Muslims for the sake of Allah. Having a good character, brothers and sisters in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke about Hajj, وَالْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ لَيْسَ لَهُ ثَوَابٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. A mabrur Hajj has no other reward but Jannah. في سنن النسائي, الحديث في صحيح البخاري, في سنن النسائي, I believe it's Jabir the narrator, ask يا رسول الله, وَمَا بِرُّهُ. What makes this Hajj, my Hajj mabrur? You know what he said? طيب الكلام وإطعام الطعام. That you spoke softly to the people, you show kindness to the people, and you feed them, you give them food, you serve the people in Hajj. Talking about character, brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is the best time to develop the character. It aches. It makes you a little bit upset when you still see some Muslims uptight, some Muslims strict about dealing with one another. Muslims, المسلم لين, the believer is lenient. He should say, Assalamu alaykum, mustabshir. How are you doing? Alhamdulillah. This is the character that we need to develop in the month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters in Islam. Another battle that we wage against our nafs in the month of Ramadan. And we do it. In the month of Ramadan, a lot of Muslims do this. It's the battle of stinginess, the battle of miserliness. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذَا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا. Imagine if you own the treasures of Allah. Can you imagine? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Bilal one day, أَنْفِقْ يَا بِلَال, spend يَا بِلَال, وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا. And don't be afraid that the Lord of the throne is not going to give it back to you. انظر يد الله ملأ سحاء لا يغيضها ما أنفق. انظر إليه كم أنفق منذ خلق السماوات والأرض. The hands of Allah is full. What He has doesn't decrease because of what He spends from it. Look how much did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spend since He created the heavens and the earth. Here is the verse is telling you and me that a trait, a disease of the nafs, a disease of the nafs is stinginess. Even if you have in your possession the wealth of Allah. قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذَا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشِيَةً. You will withhold. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا. وهذا الحديث كان في القرآن ثم نسخ. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, لو كان لابن آدم واديان من ذهب, if the son of Adam possesses two valleys of gold, he will say alhamdulillah, لا, he wants the third. ولا يملأ جوف ابن آدم إلا التراب ويتوب الله على من تاب. Subhanallah, the month of Ramadan is the month of generosity. A lot of us plan to pay the zakatul mal in the month of Ramadan. A lot of us take the courage to feed those who need to be fed in Ramadan. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam given the incentive that if you give food to a fasting person, regardless whether he is wealthy or poor, you will receive an equal reward to their fasting without them losing any of the reward. A lot of Muslims in the month of Ramadan are very generous with their money. They help out the Muslim community. They help out the causes of Allah. This is why? Why? Because you're able to. Because shaitan normally would turn you away from this. But the message here, if you're still withholding in Ramadan, then this is a bad sign. This is a bad sign. Because supposedly, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. Supposedly, there are 70 jinn, based on the other hadith, who are inviting you not to spend. But in Ramadan, brothers and sisters in Islam, we see the generosity of our Muslim communities. Why? Because of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters in Islam, another battle which is waged is the battle of, which a lot of us don't pay attention to, the battle of laziness, of slacking. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam استعاذ من الكسل. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from laziness. In Ramadan, the schedule is so uptight with everybody. Wallahi, we don't pay attention to the mothers and what they go through. Especially the mothers with kids, having to prepare the kids, get the kids going. And she's fasting. She's trying to develop some spirituality too. It's a month where you feel like you're able to do a lot, even though you're fasting. Even though you're fasting, brothers and sisters in Islam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is a month where you defeat your disconnect, your hajj with the Quran. Imagine you come every night and you listen to Kalamullah being recited in front of you, and you're willing to stand for an hour, sometimes hour and a half, sometimes hour and 15 minutes, just to hear the recitation of the Book of Allah. This is again, why? Because you were able to get your nafs to do so. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is a month also where you defeat sins, where you take care of sins. When you come out of sins, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whoever fasts Ramadan, إيماناً واحتساباً غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever observes قيام رمضان إيماناً واحتساباً غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever observes عبادة in ليلة القدر إيماناً واحتساباً غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا مثل المسلمين الأول الذين انتصروا على أنفسهم في رمضان فانتصروا على غير المسلمين في رمضان وغير رمضان. وأسك الله سبحانه وتعالى to bring this ummah back to the deen, to the manhaj with which they can purify their nafs, with which they can make their nafs in a good shape, so that they are able to defeat their enemies out there. With brothers and sisters in Islam, nothing will change from the condition of this ummah unless each one of us works so hard to change that nafs. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of a community unless the individuals inside the community will change. Be truthful with yourselves. Be truthful with Allah. Seize the opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you to America. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you to America in a golden time of da'wah. Wallahi, this is the best time for da'wah. This is the best time to go out there and do what the Messenger commanded the companions to do. Balighu, convey this deen. But what is missing? The medium. The guidance is preserved. The medium is missing. In nafs is missing. The character is missing. And this is where Ramadan comes to reform this. Let's make a difference, brothers and sisters in Islam. We can only try for the sake of Allah. And if you're truthful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. Think about a change. Imagine the Muslim ummah were able to conquer their enemies with their might and power. Look at your agenda. What is your agenda? What are you trying to conquer? Praying 5 times a day, is that too hard? Is that too hard to start from Ramadan and carry on? Pay their zakah, pay your zakah, have a good character. Your agenda is not as huge as the agenda of the ummah, as the agenda of fighting the crusaders, fighting the Tatar, the Mughal, fighting the European Spanish. No, your agenda is little one. Just work in it. Get it going. استعن بالله ولا تعجزن. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let Ramadan also be a chance that you defeat your nafs, your ego, to make up with your brothers, with your sisters, especially your kins. Billahi alaykum, by Allah, if you cannot do this in Ramadan, if you cannot pick up the phone and call someone that you don't agree with, someone you're having issues with, and say Ramadan Mubarak to you, when are you going to do it? When the shayateen are released, when it becomes more difficult, this is a time for Silatul Arham, to make up with your family and friends and brothers and sisters. Listen, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. They are not perfect. It's a big mistake, ya ikhwa, to expect other people to be angels. Kullu ibn Adam khatta. We all make mistakes. Do it for the sake of Allah and expect no return. I understand in some scenarios that you call those people and they start nagging and hagging and begging. They give you a hard time. Why are you calling me? Just do it for the sake of Allah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس الواصل بالمكافئ ولكن الواصل من قطعت رحمه فوصلها. The person who uphold his kinship ties is not the one who returns a phone call, returns a phone call or returns a visit. No, is the one who tries to connect with his relatives and they don't allow him, and he keeps trying, he keeps doing it. You call them. Don't call me back. I'll call you. You're my sister. You're my brother. I love you for the sake of Allah. And I'm sorry if I wronged you. This is the attitude. We need to unite, brothers and sisters in Islam. We need to unite in our homes. We need to unite in our family circle. And that unity will spill out in our masajid, in our communities. And with that unity, we can do whole a lot. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let be an ummah amongst you who call mankind to the deen. Before it, he said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold all of you to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is the right time to do this, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Couple of announcements, inshaAllah. Remember your weekly donations. Brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, we're doing great. Wallahi, mashaAllah ya'ni. Tabarakallah. But subhanAllah, with dinner and with iftar, and the carpet that we purchased, and we're planning to get some more carpets, because mashallah, it was last night, the first night, and mashallah, the numbers are mashallah increasing. Yani it takes away from the budget. You know, we have to pay in by July 15th the property tax on the plaza. We have to pay $78,000 to the owner of this place. That's the second payment. And we promised the bank where the plaza is purchased to give some more money, $100,000. So we need to come up with this amount. So at least we need to be able to, you know, cover the expenses that we incur in Ramadan. I'm not going to take but 2-3 minutes after Jummah just to raise funds for these carpets and also for the dinner and iftar. So we're covered until the end of the month. Billahi alayk, billahi alayk, even a dollar. If you don't have it, give dua, inshallah. These carpets costed us around 4,075. We already placed an order for another 3,600 to cover the rest of the place. Dinners, you know, around 6,000-7,000. So we're looking at $10,000. Anything that you can contribute, even a dollar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We need a lot of brothers and sisters to volunteer to help us, especially we're approaching the last nights of the month. Taqi summer camp program will begin on Monday, inshallah. There will be a hifz program. Myself and Sheikh Aid and Sheikh Hamdi, three of us, inshallah, will be teaching our kids the memorization of the Quran. A devoted Quran memorization beside the other regular hifz program, inshallah. Muslim Youth Soccer League, we're working with ICNA, ICNA Colorado, to promote the Muslim Youth Soccer League. We're going to play it here. This is, ya ikhwa, a temporary. This place is for the youth. We only pray here when we're crowded. We fold these rugs again, put it to the side. This is a sport court. It's not a masjid. It's not a masjid. Our musalla, this is how we design this place. Our masjid is down there. But only the nights that we're busy in Ramadan, and only in Jumu'ahs, maybe an Eid, we will observe salah here. And that's why we brought these rollable kind of carpets, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. جزاكم الله خيرا اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا بين يديك يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل منا الصيام والقيام اللهم اكتبنا من هؤلاء الذين تعتق رقابهم من النار في هذا الشهر الكريم اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم هيئ يا رب العالمين في هذا الشهر الكريم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يا رب يرد فيه إلى الدين ويعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويرد فيه أهل المعاصي وأهل النفاق اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم في كل مكان اللهم اكتب لهم نصرا عاجلا غير آجل يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم